This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
You know, we aired some of Elon Musk when he was in the White House on Tuesday. We missed this, though, and I'm going to talk about this in a little bit more detail later, but this is nuts, and we're finding things out that maybe we should have known before. There's been reporting on this previously, but federal employee retirements are being processed using paper by hand in an old limestone mine in Pennsylvania. Not making this up. Here was Elon talking about this on Tuesday.
There's a limestone mine where we store all the retirement paperwork. You look at a picture of this mine. We'll post some pictures afterwards. And this mine looks like something out of the 50s because it was started in 1955. So it looks like it's like a time warp. And then the limiting factor is the speed at which the mine shaft elevator can move determines how many people can retire from the federal government. And the elevator breaks down nobody can retire. Doesn't that sound crazy?
Yeah, it sounds crazy.
Yes.
One thing, apparently there's no elevator, okay? I just want to correct that. But everything else about that is true. We have our friend Charles Lipson, Professor Emeritus at the University of Chicago, back with us this afternoon. That's another one of those little crazy things that's gone exposed here the last 3 weeks, isn't it? How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. I think what Elon Musk is that's actually a technology upgrade. They were doing clay tablets until about 10 years ago.
Wouldn't surprise me. But how about, Charles, and I know we talked about this recently, but this effort against Musk, calling him President Musk, saying there's no accountability, it's an unelected bureaucrat, you know, there's constitutional crisis. That's another one. That's one of my favorites. All the talking points have gone out. I mean, they claim he's not being transparent. What are you talking about? He's answering questions as much as he can. He was in the White House 2 days ago answering questions for like 45 minutes.
Well, as it happens, I have a few thoughts about that. I created a visual image. It's a branding iron that says irony. And so I can create today in branding irony. And it's listening to folks who created the largest bureaucracies in human history, which is the project of the Democratic Party since Franklin Roosevelt, really vastly increased under Lyndon Johnson. Listening to folks who created the largest bureaucracies in human history, complaining that no one elected Elon Musk. Now, it's very important to recognize that Elon Musk himself was directly appointed by an elected president who can fire him on a moment's notice as soon as he decides he doesn't want him. So he is not protected by civil service or anything like that. And they are attacking him, the Democrats are, and progressive, for a very good reason. He is going after their carotid artery.
Oh, yeah. And it's glorious right now. Now, you know, people keep asking me, are you supportive of this? Absolutely. I do think there's some spigots that are being turned off that might not need to be turned off. But they're turning those back on, you know, individually. I think that the case needs to be made. And boy, if this is the new way of doing business where we actually have to justify all this nonsense spending, I think the American people will be all for it.
I agree. Let me amplify a couple of points that you just made. One is, I think some of the things that we're hearing in the large scheme of federal spending are small, but they're indicative. You know, if you see somebody stealing $5 out of a wallet that's left in the coat room, you don't need to see a lot more to know that there's a problem there, that that person's a thief. And what these small things are really showing is that mid-level bureaucrats were able to funnel large amounts of money in ways that were unsupervised. Some of it may have been wasteful. Some of it may have been corrupt. Some of it was politically partisan. Almost all of it was outside of congressional oversight. The Congress has done a pitiful,
terrible
job about that.
I agree. You know, just to stop you right there, that is one of the questions I think that is interesting here, because why is this all being exposed in just one fell swoop, right? What took so long?
Well, what took so long is that there was a kind of common agreement between a kind of establishment Republican party,
sure,
and the Democrats to build a large administrative state. And we should understand that Trump is not trying to take down that whole state. I mean, he's leaving in place major parts of it. Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, all of those are Democratic Party achievements, and Americans count on them. There's no chance they're going to be removed. Some of them may have to be put on firmer financial footing. But he is returning things where possible to the states. But even there, there's a kind of irony, Mark, which is that all the money now flows to Washington first, and it's going to flow back to North Carolina and Missouri and Illinois and so forth, because we're so far removed from the founders' notion that we would be governed mostly by state and local governments.
Yeah, well, I've always been a fan of that. You know, I'm a fan and have supported block grants, you know, sending money to the states and the cities to solve some of these problems on their own. But the Democrats really don't get it right now. And here's Joe Rogan on that very topic.
They're not course correcting at all. You know, they're saying stupid shit. It's all nonsense. Their understanding of social media and the dynamics that you set up by having completely state-controlled mainstream media, where they only said the narratives that you guys wanted, they all said it in step.
You know, and that's the great irony of the complaints right now, because I see a lot of transparency. I see President Trump answering questions almost daily, sometimes twice a day on all this stuff. They don't like the answers, but he's certainly giving them the answers. The other thing that they're making claims of, Charles, is that, you know, Trump and Elon Musk are doing this for the benefit of their friends and giving them tax advice. What are you talking about? Like, this is not about that at all. And all these people are doing fine.
That's
and
right.
By the way, all the American people's taxes are going to go up if Congress doesn't do something. So all this stuff is nonsense. And I think even some of the Democrats are on to them.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that's right. I don't think very many Democrats are on to them.
Well, the sane ones in the middle, and we have some of those here in Missouri, but not all of them.
Well,
clearly.
That's right. Actually, you're putting your finger on something very important. I think that the big fight in the Democratic Party will be between what I call the coastal progressives and the Midwestern centrists. Now, the coastal progressives include people from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Madison, Wisconsin, and so forth. But basically, there's a split in the party, and it's a gift to Republicans to have people like Maxine Waters standing in front of closed federal buildings and yelling. And it's just, they haven't learned that the public is rejecting those policies. That said, Trump really has to deliver. And that means that inflation has to come down. He can't reduce prices for the most part, deflation, but he has to increase employment. He has to make sure that the economy is ticking, and he has to make government bureaucracies more responsive. He has to deliver, not just sell
right.
the programs.
But the other thing about delivering is, and they're already doing it, and you knew they would, they're blaming Trump for all these things and these reports that are coming out, like the labor report, when this is all from a month ago, right? He hadn't even been in office, but, you know, they're not going to give him any kind of breaks on some of this stuff. And, you know, the coverage, you don't even have to look that hard, Charles, for the difference in coverage on these issues versus what happened in the Democrat administration. I'm a little short on time because I have another guest in this hour, but it's always great to catch up with you, and I appreciate it.
It's Charles, great Lipson. To talk to you, Mark. It's great to talk to you. I suspect we'll have more to talk about.
Oh, I think so, Charles Lipson. We'll see you. Thank you. Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.